is a perfect day as we get ready for the return of Daddy. Daddy's coming home, boys.
We both have done television this morning talking about this. You were on Fox 17. I was on Nesson in Boston talking about it, and my quote has started to make the rounds, but I basically said, I think Vrabel wants to come in here and just destroy the Titans.
But, you know, it's funny because now we're all so nice. But, like, he wants to come here, you know, get a win and get out of town. No, he doesn't. He wants to come in here and trample, curb stomp, destroy the Titans, whatever it takes on Sunday, and I'm here for all of it.
I can't wait to hear the quote Sunday afternoon. Final score is 56-5, 56-7,
right.
Something like that.
All right.
And somebody's going to say, you know, was there a revenge factor? And he's going to be like, no, you know, we just played our game. I mean, I had nothing but great times there in Tennessee. I want to thank Miss Amy and
all that,
everybody. You know, we just wanted to come in here and play a good game. We needed to get a win, and our guys did that today. But I had nothing but fond memories with the Titans.
I bet he says, hey, it's just one of 17.
Yep.
Do you have any out for revenge? Probably not. I mean, he'll one of those things. But I know the Patriots and Titans, that's the big game. But LSU, Vandy, I mean, and then, you know, Lionel Messi and Inter Miami coming to town, Nashville SC, there's a lot of people from Miami that are coming up. Hell, I think half of Boston's already arrived in town for the game this weekend. And so come see us, Boston Commons, here on Woodland Street, and we're going to have fun today, man. We got a fun show planned.
Dr. Crane with Quick Work. This was the quote that's kind of making the rounds from my – with the Vrabel quote and then me from my appearance this morning.
Yeah, this isn't – we're not trying to win one for the Gipper here. We're just trying to make sure that these guys are focused on improving. And I think that they are. I think they're locked in. And hopefully, you know, we can get them as prepared as we possibly can between now and Sunday.
How personal is this to Vrabel, in your estimation, as someone that covered him for years there in Tennessee?
Well, thanks for having me. It's so personal that remember that 59-0 game between the Patriots and the Titans about 10, 15 years ago?
Uh-huh.
I think it could be something like that. I
mean,
he's not going to say that, but I think he wants to just come in here and absolutely destroy the Titans. I think send a message to Titans owner Amy Adams Strunk of, hey, look at me. You just fired your coach that was supposed to be better than I am, and I just came in here and gave you one. So I think there's a little animosity there, but you played that soundbite, and I'm just laughing. I miss Vrabel. Oh, man, do I miss that.
That was this morning.
They started laughing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, he is out. He's out for it. Whether he admits it or not, you know that he wants to really just give it to the Titans. So that leads us into what I think could possibly be our best one yet, our question of the day.
All right. Excuse me, Dr. Crane. I need some match game music. Sorry to throw you on the spot that way. So match game music because, look, this is going to be an epic Sunday. And I heard Robbie and Rex over the day, all the people texting in about, we won't be able to beat him. I'm still in the mindset that I want the Titans to win on Sunday, but we will see. All right, so our question of the day is, Dr. Crane, you let me know when you're ready, and then we will throw the question. I apologize for the last second, but this is something that we'll have fun with. So our question of the day, all right, thank you, Dr. Crane. Our question of the day is, playing the match game, Mike Vrabel returns to Nashville for the first time since being let go as a head coach, bringing his own team into town. Before the game, Mike Vrabel is going to give Amy Adams a card. She opens up the card, and it says, Dear Amy, blank. What did Mike Vrabel write inside the card to give to Amy Adams? Again, Mike Vrabel is going to hand Amy Adams a card before the game, kind of extend an olive branch to her. She's going to open it up. It's going to say, Dear Amy, blank. What did Mike Vrabel write in the card? 615-737-1025. We'd love to hear from you, but you can text as well.
And I have a feeling half of these we won't be able to read.
Good. Even better.
What did Mike Vrabel write in a card to Amy Adams Strunk? Question of the day is presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com.
I think it says, Dear Amy, because he's so petty. It says, Dear Amy, Best of luck. Your new stadium sucks. Mike.
He said one thing. Dear Amy, AJ Brown.
Oh my gosh. She might go after him. Hold me back, Jeb. I'm gonna go after him. Oh my gosh. Because, you know, it's funny because he's going to do the whole, hey, it's 1 of 17, you know, it don't mean anything more. But we know that's all hogwash.
No, but after the fact, you'll get a, like, I guarantee you, there's going to be some little petty, smart-ass response that probably involves the word collaboration.
Yes.
Or, you know, a subtle shot at her. I mean, he won't be able to help himself.
Right, you know? And I hope somebody asked him about it, especially if they lose. Hope somebody asked him, like, what do you think about the team Rand built here when you were gone? Just, you know, and just, what? Good Lord. And goes nuts and just loses
it. It was good to see Jeff and some of those guys. But, you know, we got it done today.
Right? So, I mean, it would be so good. I mean, he's going to say all the right things. We get that. But what's inside? What does the card say? And wrong answers only. We don't want him being heartfelt, you know, the compassionate Mike Vrabel, because we're not sure that he has that.
Yeah, look, I know that there'll be somebody that writes in of like, dearest Amy, thank you for giving me my opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. Sincerely yours, Michael.
Right. I like the A.J. Brown thing's funny because it's like, hey, how'd A.J. Brown do today? Or just something along those lines that would just make her lose her mind.
I got another one. Dear Amy, and it's just a picture of Bud with the double bird.
Oh, yes, man. This is great. What a week. It's so beautiful. And the fact that he's coming to I'm telling you, man. I'll tell you what, man.
Patriot.
We already got a couple of Patriot bum fans here this morning or at Boston Commons. One's going to come on air with us at 12:30. But I said yesterday, Boston fans are the best, but they're also the most obnoxious fans around. And they don't hold back. They do not hold back. So we'll have fun with our special guest at 12:30 today who's going to join us.
Oh, we will have fun, and I'm sure the trash talk will all be there.
Oh, yeah.
615-737-1025. That is our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Let's start with the phones. Eric is going to lead us off. Eric, what's up?
Y'all kind of took my thunder. The two words I would say, of course, thank you, but I would also add to that for setting me free.
All right, that's a good one. Thank you, Eric.
Guys, y'all take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, Eric. Eric used to call and correct us all the time. We must not be making any mistakes, or Eric just doesn't care anymore because we make so many, he doesn't have that amount of time. I'm going to go with the latter on that.
We don't care either.
All right. We really don't.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care. All right. I'm opening the text line. Let's just see.
Oh, no.
Let's just see. Because I bet you this is not safe for work. Oh, my God. Here we go. Ron. Oh, here we got our first one. Do you guys really think he's that petty that he would run the score up? Let's say this at the same time. 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Yes, Ron, come on, man. Ron, we've said this before. We'll say it again. If I'm playing you in anything, I'm trying to beat you 100 to nothing. Know that. If I beat you 100 to nothing, that's your fault, not mine.
Probably not.
Use that all day. I want to hear that all day, man.
Matt says, paybacks or hell. 4405. What did Mike Vrabel write in a card to Amy Adams Strunk? Enjoy this belt to ass. JC in Goodlettsville. The card says, kiss my grits.
Oh, that's Southern. Very Southern nice of that.
6120. Dear Amy, do you miss me yet?
Good one. Yes.
Devin and Dixon, dear Amy, eat bleep love Daddy Vrabes.
Oh yes.
2758, this is good. From your ex, good luck with your next. Do you know what would be the ultimate? Oh my God, I just thought about this. The ultimate FU troll move if he invited Brian Callahan to be on the Patriot sideline.
Oh. Oh. That's good, but Brian better not. He's still getting paid a nice, handsome
salary.
That's
why he would never do it. But like,
or they give the game ball to Brian Callahan.
Oh, my God, that would be so funny. Wes in Hermitage. Dear Amy, I know we haven't talked in some time, but something has really been bothering me. Did you ever figure out what Joe was trying to do with his hands? Asking for a friend, thanks. With little gratitude, you're too big and too scary to interview, Coach Lil Mike.
That's a good one. I don't know if you heard, but I don't know if Ian put it together, but this morning they did about
Ian put it together.
It might – and no, Dr. Crane, I love you, but this mashup that Ian put together for Robbie and Rex Road is the best mashup I think I've ever heard on radio. I mean, I could not stop laughing. It was all the Vrabel quirks and the questions and the sound bites turned into one mashup, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. It was pretty funny.
It was well done. It was some of Ian's best work.
Oh, my gosh.
Dustin in Hopkinsville. Dear Amy, thank you for firing me. Best move ever. For me, not you, but thank you. Bye, Felicia.
I'm just imagining her opening this card and reading what you guys have all texted in. Oh, yes.
We will continue to read these and take these throughout the show. Again, we're live at Boston Commons today. We got phones that we're going to get to coming up next, hanging out. Patriots fans are already filing in. We're here until 3 o'clock today, 102.5 The Game.
Yeah, and the thing that I always appreciate is she allows John and I to do our job. She trusts us and, you know, communicates, you know, clearly with what she wants and her expectations and, you know, her ability to come through here and give us the facilities that we need, the fans. I think that that's clearly obvious, her thought about the fans and how important and how critical they are to our success as an organization.
Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. I hear that clip, and I just my reaction is, what the hell happened?
What did happen? What? Somebody's got to write a book. It's got to be a 30 for 30, but everything's got to be on the table. We kind of know, but I want to know everything. Oh, my goodness. So good. Again, our question of the day is, Mike Vrabel is going to give Amy Adams a card on Sunday. She's going to open it. It's going to say, Dear Amy, blank. Wrong answers only. 615-737-1025.
And let's keep them radio friendly if we can. Michael and Mount Juliet, Dear Amy, never change. Let's see, 7410. Dear Amy, put your fans out of their misery and sell the team. Love, Mike V. Oh, yeah, this could win. 6008. It's not like this everywhere.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Joey in Nashville with a strong second, though. You ran me off.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's so good.
Larry from Columbia. Dear Amy, thank you for firing me out of this bleep hole.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mitchell says, in the card would be a gift card to Build-A-Bear to find the next coach.
Oh, goodness.
build a coach. A picture of Nelson Muntz.
Ha ha. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. Let's go to the phone. 615-737-1025. Dustin is going to lead us off. Dustin, what's up?
Guys, I got to do this because Kenny the mailman come on and said that y'all needed to play a certain song or something yesterday. But I'm going to sing a little Toby Keith for you real quick to Amy. I want to talk about me, want to talk about I, want to talk about my, my, what I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. But I like talking about you, usually. But Amy, I want to talk about me.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a video. Hey, it's like an audio card.
Hey, guys. So I've been texting in It's Not Like This Everywhere for about 2 years.
Okay.
And I can't believe. Because it works on both ways. It's not like it everywhere that it is in Tennessee and in Patriots. It's like it's two different realms, daylight and dark. So this is what I got for Amy. Dear Amy, it's not like this everywhere. Here's some flowers. Sorry for your loss, losing me, losing AJ, losing Henry, losing your ass off this Sunday, and losing this fan base.
That's a lot to put in one card there, Dustin. Well done, buddy.
Very well done,
Hallmark
Dustin.
Hallmark might call me, and then they'll have the sound bite me singing Toby Keith.
I love it, but, man. Good job, Dustin.
I got one more. What if the ultimate troll happens? We know A.J. Brown is absolutely unhappy. What a weapon for that young quarterback and Mike Vrabel. Would that not be?
Oh.
He's going and getting ex-Titans players. Gosh, I would love it, I think, if it was A.J. and Vrabel this Sunday. I know it's not going to happen, but, my Lord, would that be the ultimate troll?
Yeah, not only that, but, you know, what if they trade Derrick Henry? Baltimore's falling. I mean, just can you imagine him reuniting with A.J.? They trade Simmons,
and
he gets Henry?
Yeah, I was about to say, what if the Patriots get – A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, and Jeffrey Simmons.
This franchise, this city would never recover. I'm telling you. They'd be so mad at her, they would not recover. Crazy, man.
It's just unbelievable.
Yep.
Let's see. More text. 0388 or David in Paris. Hey, what are you doing with your hands? You look ridiculous.
That's such a great.
Why are you holding your hands like that?
I'm trying to get a question in here.
Well, then ask the question. Don't. No, I'm just saying, like, you look ridiculous.
0943. Dear Amy, I'll be quick.
Oh, yes, you guys are wonderful.
Dear Amy, I was talking directly to you when I gave my speech in New England while still coaching your team. Thank you for proving my point. P.S., I'm trading for A.J. Brown so you can watch me win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's a little grit to that one. I like that. Oh,
dear,
man.
Steven Nashville, dear Amy, hope you're missing me. We should get together sometime and collaborate. Thank you. Continued success to you and Chad, 9709. 2305, dear Amy, maybe it's you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Justin and Greenbrier, dear Amy, roses are red, violets are blue. You fired me, now I beat you. In the immortal words of NSYNC, bye, bye, bye.
That's good. That took some thought. Well done on that.
2104, it's not me, it's you. Randy says, Amy, quote, you're going to need to decide better, own better.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a great one. Oh, I got to coach better, play better. Oh, yes.
0247, yes, you can hear Vanderbilt football starting at 9:30 right here on 102.5 The Game. Cromwell Media is your exclusive home for Vanderbilt athletics. If it's not on 102.5, it's because the Predators are playing, and it'll be on 94.9 The Fan. So there you go.
Big game tomorrow, 11 o'clock, First Bank Stadium.
Let's see. Travis says, belt to ass, just like AJ did. P.S., thanks for the 2-year vacation.
Oh, man.
Neely, Amy, you break up with somebody, your girlfriend doesn't want to be with you, and then you say, well, I don't want to be with you either.
God, that's hard. That's like emotional.
That's
yeah.
That's a lot. 3337, sorry, I went 6-18 in my last 24 games. I went to Boston last year, and they hated Robert Kraft. Okay.
Can we, real quick, the 6-18 thing, I mean, look, I get what happened in 23, but when you fire the general,
still caused that.
When you fire the general manager, and you're, I mean, that upsets, no matter what people say, the locker room was stunned. The players were stunned from what I was told that all that went down. That affected the team, and he tried to keep the team together. They were not the same after that when your general manager gets fired, and you're sitting in first place, and you don't really offer an explanation why you fired your general manager. You at that time, look, you can fire him at the end of the season and blame the drafts on that, but at that time, really wrecked the team, and that's her fault.
615-737-1025. Matthew in Nashville says, dear Amy, you ran me to the brink of my insanity.
Oh, yes.
That was a good one. Oh, here we go. Here's our first one. All these people calling in hoping the Titans get killed on Sunday aren't real fans. Vrabel was terrible the last 2 years. Wren was terrible. Callahan was terrible. We are not allowed to have fun, and I'm going to point out everything that is factually right.
Look, I want the Titans to win on Sunday because I think it would spin Vrabel in a way in his sure. head that would go crazy. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But I'd love to see it happen. And I'd like to see him get beat on Sunday. I want the Titans to win this game. But let's have fun. I mean, the whole thing. And again, we go back. I don't blame him for the free fall the team had because she fired your general manager.
All right, Dustin in Hopkinsville. Dear Amy, thank God we're not hunting together anymore. That's a little ran shot.
Oh, okay.
Here's a good one. 0900. Dear Amy, can I trade for Jim Wyatt?
Oh, yes. Oh, man. That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go. Amy who? LOL.
Oh, that's right,
Florida. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, our friend Johnny Maffey from Fox 17, who is from Boston, I think is correct.
And he's one of those obnoxious Boston fans,
okay.
So we'll get into it.
All right, cool. Well, is he gonna have, we need full accent and everything and talk about Chowda and, you know, Pak Deh Kai and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, come by Boston Commons. We're here on Woodland Street. We're giving away Preds tickets today, so come by and register. You don't have to be here to win. You got to come by and register to win. We look forward to seeing you. Nice little crowd's going to gather here today at Boston Commons. Love to see you as well.
We'll be back. 102.5, the game.
All right, let me ask you a question. Are you guys worried about the game Saturday?
Not at all.
Why not?
I'll probably nap during it because it's going to be so boring. Like, dude, it's every week, though. It's every week the same thing. You know, we go in and, like, maybe for, like, a second, you're like, okay, they might be up. No, it's game over, dude, every week.
So you're not worried in the least at this?
No, I have no problem playing the Titans all day. We're going to win.
Can you name a Titan player?
Mariota.
No,
it's that one idiot that's going to cover.
Mariota.
Yeah, they can't even throw a touchdown to his own receivers, you know?
He has to do it himself.
And then who's that one idiot that they're going to have covering Gronk? That
was
Ryan, the old Patriots player. Yeah. No way he covers Gronk.
You guys miss him?
No. Like, come on, no.
No. So you're looking forward to the Steelers game next week?
Dude, no, I don't even want to start.
We have
with
so
him.
Much real estate in the Steelers' head, they got no chance.
With Big Ben, all right? Like, just it's nothing, bro. It's nothing.
So you're willing to say that this is no problem Saturday?
We're ready for the parade. We're already ready for the parade. You know what I mean?
Already ready.
Oh, that was Big Joe interviewing Patriots fans back in when, 2017?
Yeah, the playoff game up in Foxborough, and we went up there.
From Channel 4.
Yeah, went up there, and we found Patriot fans, and they were so obnoxious, but so much fun, and that's the soundbite you want on TV. And speaking of TV and obnoxious in Boston, I'm kidding.
Johnny Maffey from Fox 17 joins us now, who is a Patriots fan. What's up, man? How you doing?
Thanks so much for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Beautiful day out here. A lot of good football in Nashville this weekend.
Right.
You know, maybe, you know, we'll see we'll see how many teams do well. But,
yeah. You don't have to be correct today. You can be your Boston. Let your Boston colors fly.
Understood.
You can do all that.
So that was before the Titans beat the Pats or a different game?
That was
game?
The 2 years before.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
2017,
so, yeah.
They had beaten – this was malarkey. They had beaten the Chiefs. Mariota had a
– Oh, the –
They took Kelce out, and then Mariota had the pass to himself for the touchdown and upset the Chiefs.
The Alex Smith Chiefs.
Alex Smith,
of course,
and then Mahomes took over the next year.
Yeah.
And then and then went to Foxborough and just got land blasted.
Yep.
And then Malarkey got fired.
Malarkey got fired, yeah.
Yeah. Those were the glory days, and it feels like it's coming back. I'm sure you've heard that. You know, you've seen it on Twitter. You've heard it on the radio and all, you know, it's making the headlines. You know, thank you for Vrabel.
Look, I went on Nesson this morning, and it was kind of like anytime I do an interview with anybody Patriots related, they're just kind of like, could you explain why the Titans let him go?
Well, like, was it just because of the Hall of Fame induction at Gillette Stadium?
I don't know.
Part of it.
Did that kind of, you know, I mean, who knows what happens behind closed doors, right? But.
Right.
I have no idea what she's thinking. Thing you could kind of read between the lines.
Yeah, it was
there,
good.
Right?
Yeah. So let me ask you, Boston guy. I mean, y'all have won baseball, World Series, NBA, Super Bowls, Stanley Cup. I mean, you're spoiled, right?
Yeah. No, definitely. And I mean, I was born in '99, and it all started in '01, and the Red Sox hopped on the Patriots bandwagon, and then the Bruins and Celtics gave us some fun too.
So all you've known is championships.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Meanwhile, our city doesn't know anything. So thank you.
Well, Nashville's a fun spot. It knows a lot.
So we have the party crowd better than Boston?
Yes.
You give us that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. We have St. Patrick's Day.
Again, you win, right?
Yeah, yeah. But
you win.
Does anybody work on St. Patrick's Day, or is it like?
You know, if it's on St. Yeah, because the parade's on the weekend. So, you know, we know how to parade, too.
Yeah.
But, good. So Boston, does Boston Commons make you feel like you're at home?
Yeah, it's a good spot over here. I was here when the Celtics won the championship a couple years ago.
Another championship. Yeah, right?
It's a good spot. It's a good spot. It's a good
and
bar.
It's been 2 years. Yeah, a great bar.
What's your favorite Boston movie? Or movie about Boston?
Probably The Town.
Yes! Good,
that's
one.
A good one.
Sorry,
yeah.
Hit the table too hard.
Good Will Hunting's like good, but it is kind of that, like, you know, cheesy, like,
right?
You don't necessarily like love it. You know it, you watch it. But The Town's a good one. The Town's one you can watch again. And
right.
Yeah. And I'm not even a huge movie guy, but yeah.
That's a good one. You're right.
So Hal Gill, who is, you know, obviously played in Boston. He's from Boston, from the area. The pride of Providence College. Whenever he turns the Boston accent on, it's one of the funniest things. Because, I mean, he's got it down. He's got all the cliches.
Was that after a few beers?
Yeah, after a few beers.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, like, it's so... So freaking good. Just
well,
like,
it's probably better than the movies, obviously, too.
Well, like, yeah. Well, like, you got one, Johnny.
They don't do it great in the movies.
No. Well, look, you have to be this is FCC compliant, a masshole.
Yeah. I was wondering that. No, I thought about that earlier. That crossed my mind on the way here. I was like, can I say masshole on air?
It's, you know, there might be some gray area.
But yeah, but how great. Charcoal.
Yeah.
Hey, how did Paul Revere say that the British are coming? The British, I can't do a Boston accent.
I don't know. Did they have?
Yeah, he did.
Was it English accents back
No,
then?
It was your accent. It was, I don't know. I can't do it. Screaming, the British are
chumps,
coming.
The British are coming.
Yeah.
The British are coming?
Yeah. So screaming.
Probably just
people.
Drop the G on that.
Yeah. And probably said GD before anything.
Yeah. Oh, right down. Yeah. What's your favorite Boston beer? Sam Adams?
Sam Adams is good. There's a lot of local breweries up there. Harpoon's always been a good one. I don't know if you've had that. Boom Sauce, Lord Hobo up there. A lot of local breweries on the East Coast and in New England. And I was in Maine for a couple of years. A lot of good beers up there.
What is...
Very local up there. You got to be local. You got to be genuine. And it's kind of like funny with the movies where you just brought up, like, you know, the accents aren't perfect. Like,
right.
People see through all that. And, like, you guys would be good up there because you're authentic. You're true. And... That's what sells up there.
Now, have you tried this? Like, a consultant told you to tone down your accent on TV.
You know, when I say out and about,
yeah.
People think I'm from Canada.
Yeah, that sounded a little Canadian.
Yeah. So I don't have the Boston. I guess we're from a half hour south of Boston. Me and my friends over here at Boston Commons. It kind of missed us by like 20 minutes. Grew up 20 minutes north, maybe.
You'd have it there?
I think so.
I've been to Boston one time, and then we covered the game, Justin Beasley and myself, and I said, let's go. We had like 6 hours to kill, and I said, we picked out of a hat Plymouth Rock.
So we went to Plymouth Rock,
right? And I'm telling you, this happened. There's a tour group there, and a guy said, this is it? A rock? We couldn't stop laughing. I was so excited to be there.
We just had a friend that got engaged at the Plymouth Rock.
It's just a rock.
Shout out to the happy couple, Coleman and his lovely fiance now.
It's a rock.
Yeah, it is just a rock.
But I saw it.
You know. Yeah.
If somebody's going to Boston, one place they can go, where do you tell them to go? Not Plymouth Rock.
No.
And don't say Dunkin' Donuts.
No, well, there's Dunkin' down
dunks.
Here. You
know.
There is Dunkin's on every corner up there.
Get
but
your dunks.
If there's one place to go in Boston, I mean, Fenway's the obvious answer.
Oh, great.
But... Head over to Faneuil Hall. Head over to the water. The North End's fun, too. It's a good spot. There's a lot of good restaurants over there. I lived in the North End. It's kind of like a Little Italy type of place.
Nice.
And, Faneuil Hall's... Head over to Faneuil Hall.
What is where the old Boston Garden was? Or did they build the TD Garden pretty
TD
much?
Garden's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, the current one. And that area is very different from the last time you went there. They're modernizing everything. It all looks the
same
now, you know? Like... To be critical, honestly, it's just like, you know, they Cracker Barreled it and Cracker Barreled it. But it just all looks the same. It's the same glass buildings and
they
stuff.
They Cracker Barreled it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you grew up with Brady as an idol. Who else?
Yes.
Kevin Garnett?
Tommy.
I think I wouldn't be where I am today without Brady and Belichick. I mean, the joy and, like, the excellence was just amazing. I was watching some 07 Josh Beckett highlights the other day, too.
Yeah.
It was probably when I fell in love with baseball.
Josh Beckett.
Yeah.
It was a good team.
Yeah, they were great. They were great. Verlander, yeah, but like Big Poppy, Manny, Johnny Damon, you know, before he went back to the Yankees and stuff.
Yeah.
Who was the catcher? Veritek?
Yeah, Jason Veritek.
Jason Veritek, yeah.
Jason Veritek, I worked at a country club over the summer in college, just bartended, waited tables, and he would get the Tito's pineapple.
Nice.
Poured him a few of those. I could,
there was a player for the Red Sox that I couldn't.
Yeah, well, sometimes you can't just have an IPA. Sometimes they fill you up too much.
There was a player for the Red Sox that I couldn't stand, but it was for the dumbest reason ever. Mm-hmm. And it was Kevin Youkilis because of his freaking stance. Yeah. He put the bat like 3 feet over his head.
Well, that's like always the Moneyball meme, right?
The
Moneyball
right.
movie meme. He's like, the only problem is he stands like this. Like this guy gets on base 400% of the time, but he stands like this. Yeah.
His stance was like, I mean, look at this.
No, it's amazing. And that was every kid.
Like he's aiming at the pitcher.
On the South Shore of Massachusetts, that was every kid playing wiffle ball would do that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they thought they were him.
Now, are you going to the game Sunday?
Yes, we'll be there. We'll be up in the 300s. It'll be a fun time. They'll be hearing us down below.
I've told airport people have told me since Wednesday, you guys have come in mass to our city.
Yeah, Wednesday morning, Thursday. Yeah, more people flying in today. The airport's been a... Busy.
I've been there a lot lately.
I have. It's been busy lately.
All the JetBlue flights from direct were like sold out. Like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
I have friends that you know, money usually isn't too much of an issue to them, and they were like, "These flights are crazy. I'll see you next. You know, I'll see you in the spring or something."
I love it when fan bases take over our city because we can't fight back. People are like, well, don't sell your tickets. If you offer me $5,000 for a pair of 300 tickets, level.
Yeah, I'm going to – because that pays for
absolutely.
Your season tickets.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not even like – obviously this year the Titans aren't too hot, but it is a you know, a promotion to Nashville. Like, it's a destination city. Like, you guys were in Vegas last weekend. You know, when the Rams are – the Rams don't have a ton of fans over in SoFi all the time. A lot of people go out there for a destination game. But it's definitely been a destination game. You know, you'll see some Pats fans flock to Miami for those games, too. That'll be nice, and you'll see the old-school red jerseys. We're going to see a lot of Reebok Vrabel jerseys this weekend.
Really?
Get ready for that. Yeah.
Number 50. Yes.
Plenty of people have the new red ones, the cool ones. We love the red ones. The true Pats fans, like, they do these rivalries jerseys now, these alternates. It's like, no, just give me the old-school reds, because those are beautiful.
Pat Patriot.
Oh, yeah. They are the absolute best. Yeah. Like
but
that.
The Reebok Vrabels are the true fans, probably season tickets before the winning, you know, type of thing.
So, you know, the weekend, you guys are in town. Mm-hmm. LSU and Vandy, top 20 matchup over there.
Early kick.
Yeah, and then Lionel Messi is in town for
– yes.
So that's why you want to get your boss in perspective on that. Yep. I mean, this is a massive sports weekend for Nashville.
Absolutely. And, you know, shout out Fox 17, Justin McFarland. We were talking about this the other day. Like, the Vandy presence now is amazing because that would just be – you would advertise that as LSU's in town. You wouldn't advertise that as LSU-Vandy. But now it's LSU-Vandy. And the line might be 2.5. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this.
Yeah.
The lines
it's a, yeah, you're allowed to talk about it.
It's a field goal game against
Vandy's
Brian
favorite.
Kelly and Brian Kelly and the Tigers, who I don't know if you want to talk college football. You know, they've been sort of a disappointment compared to the hype.
That's
this
right.
Year, so,
exactly right.
And you know, Pavia can do.
Yep.
He can work the magic. But it's a massive weekend. I mean,
there's a lot of Miami fans who are, I was read that are flying up because they like Nashville, want to see Messi play Nashville SC. So, I mean, this is just like the perfect storm of everything coming to town.
It is.
Which is a Boston movie, by the way.
The town.
The perfect storm.
Oh, yes.
That's true.
I don't know if I know that one.
Really, it's the boater, the guy, George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg, they go out, they're shrimp.
Diane Lane.
Yeah. They go out to their shrimpers.
Yeah.
And then Clooney's trying to get a whole bunch of shrimp. He's going to go to this far-off reef, and these three storms collide. It's called the perfect storm. They all perish.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'll check it out. Well, I have a question for you guys, though, then. What do you guys think of the perfect storm in sports this weekend? It's sports. It's not CMA NASCAR back-to-back weekends.
Right.
It's not you know, whatever big concerts left and
right. Well, Keith Urban's tonight.
I know, but it's a big sports weekend.
Love it. Yeah. This might be the biggest sports weekend Nashville's ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying because there's three different entities that are on the national landscape.
Mm-hmm.
Not like LSU playing an 0-5 Vandy team or Messi's playing. I mean, it's a huge thing. Biggest soccer star in the world. You got Daddy coming home to take on the Titans. Then you got Vandy, who's in chartered territory, playing in the top 20 against LSU. Look, the LSU Army is already here. They've taken over West End. Hundreds of RVs are in town. Thousands of LSU fans. Thousands of
you
in town.
They come from
Right.
Baton Rouge.
This is great.
They travel well, too.
For the economy,
well.
It's great. For
amazing,
traffic,
amazing.
It's hell.
Yeah. And I don't know what you guys think about this, but it's usually what Pats, Bills, Bears travel well, like a couple other of those, you know, traditional winning franchises.
Well, I think now, when Chase and I were talking, just like the Vikings when they came last year, mm-hmm. took over.
Yeah.
I think now it's become, because they know Titans fans don't care. You can get a ticket. It's an easy flight. It's Nashville. Fan base is coming.
I hope Nissan's packed this weekend.
Oh, it will be.
I mean, I hope it's always packed, but you know, I hope it's a good mix and stuff.
There's going to be a lot of red and blue.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
I mean,
not
I do
necessarily
think you,
the two tone.
Well, I think you'll have some fans show up because they love Vrabel. They want to see.
There
Vrabel.
Is a lot of love for Vrabel, right?
And I think
in this town
he's,
still,
he's going to disagree with me. They're not doing a tribute video. He's tied or one behind Bum Phillips for most wins in franchise mm-hmm. or second most wins in franchise history, Fisher being the first. He got your team to an AFC championship game.
Yep.
Like, you fired him. Don't be petty. Do
yep.
like do a quick video at the beginning, acknowledge him, and then move on.
I always thought what it was always for those Titans, because the Pats fans don't have any animosity towards the Titans. It's you know, we don't like the Steelers and Ravens.
Well, why would
and
they?
Jets.
I mean, you've
well, you know,
Titans,
but it's like, not a, it's obviously not one of those like rivalries, but I was always pulling for them because of Vrabel.
Yep.
And I was always like, what could have been if they had someone that wasn't named Ryan Tannehill?
As in
a better quarterback.
He was okay.
Okay, he's not doing anything.
But who else? I mean, there was only one Brady, pal. You know that.
There's only one Brady, but, you know, Derrick Henry can't run a 2-minute drill in the playoffs.
What do you think Brady's record against the Titans was?
Something like 3-1.
I know he lost one. Twice.
Well, this is
his last loss.
This is just regular.
His last game.
I think this is just regular season.
Regular season, probably 4-0.
5-2.
Five and two.
5-2. He was 142 of 225. Or no, I'm sorry. He was 220. He only had 83 incompletions against the Titans.
One of those games was a snowy, like, October or November game.
12 touchdowns.
And he got half his touchdowns, I think.
That's 59 to nothing.
Games.
12 touchdowns, one interception in his career against the Titans.
Not too shabby.
They got beat here on a Monday night in 2002. I know mm-hmm. that. And then the 59 to nothing game in 2009, which
was. Yeah, 09. Which. Speaking of red unis, we had the Reds. You guys had the Oilers jerseys on.
That's right.
I remember that game very well.
The baby blue ones,
yes.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was
well, because I made the joke of the Titans didn't lose, the Oilers lost.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What was your question of the day?
What did Mike Vrabel gave Amy Adams a card, and I opened the card. Amy opened the card. It says, Dear Amy, blank.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying your answer yet?
I said, yeah. I said, your new stadium sucks.
Oh, does it?
Just something petty well, and whatever.
Back to the Moneyball meme. We have this gorgeous new stadium. The only problem is they're not winning any games.
Not they're the worst team in football.
Not great. I think it's just a simple thank you on the card. Just a thank you note. He's coaching. He won three Super Bowls up in Foxborough. Robert
and
Kraft and him love each other.
Yep.
And
they both equally hate Belichick.
They're building something. They might. They might. I think Vrabel probably learned a lot from Belichick.
Sure.
I know Belichick's a hot topic to criticize now, but, like, he
well,
did
he
the
is.
Thing for a long time.
Does Belichick know? Get a – like, this thing with Carolina is not going to work. So, I mean, this is going to be one and done.
I will always, you know, stay – as a fan, stay loyal to Belichick. I mean, he brought so much.
Yeah.
Whether it was – yeah, it was probably –
They needed each other.
But it was probably Brady more. Like, obviously,
sure,
he's a player on the field making – You
well,
know, the best passes in the biggest moments.
You play your cards right. Oh, Bill might be here come January. He might get bounced out
know.
Of Chapel Hill.
Well, that would be great for you guys the day that breaks, if that were to ever happen.
We would have a
our luck
field
will get,
day.
Yeah.
Our luck will get Bill O'Brien.
What about Gruden?
I mean, he's not
coming.
You don't want John Gruden?
He'd be fun, but they would never do it.
Probably not. But Stephen A. Smith brought up one day on his show that, you know, maybe with all the legal troubles going on with Gruden, like, maybe they just say, hey, here's a job.
Yeah.
Go away. Can send your lawyer to Florida. Send your lawyer to the beach.
Here's a job.
No, I don't know.
Wait, I'd love maybe. It. I'd we'd
it
love
be,
it.
It would be content.
But I'm telling you.
It would be entertaining.
He won the Super Bowl in 2002, never made the playoffs
no,
again.
No, I know.
So he's great where he is now. I think he's funny.
He
People
is.
Love him. He's very influential.
He's just like awkward in the perfect way on content.
And so he's good. He's good where he is right now. And so it's a big decision come January who they hire. And so if it's Bill Belichick, we'll love it. Sports Talk Radio would love that day.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh,
that
for
would
sure.
Be, yeah, talk about national headlines.
It'd be the second biggest day after you came on our show today.
That's right.
Oh, honored.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Johnny.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You,
Johnny,
guys.
Johnny Maffey, Fox 17, joining us. We'll come back, wrap up the hour next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We're at Boston Commons in East Nashville on Woodland Street, not too far from Nissan Stadium. Earlier today, interim head coach Mike McCoy has ruled out wide receiver Calvin Ridley for this weekend against the Patriots. Bryce Oliver is out as well. I think by default they're going to have to call up Restrepo. You guys might get your wish.
Is it too late to do it already? Where they've not done it by now?
No, I mean he can be the game day. They release that tomorrow.
God, could you imagine game day call-up, catches the winning pass to beat Vrabel? I will be uncontrollable Monday on this show. I would lose my mind.
So Calvin Ridley, Arden Key, Blake Hance, Bryce Oliver are out for the two-tone.
Arden Key getting treatment, air quotes, so he gets traded next week.
Yeah, Titans are already – this is Koharski. Titans already weak at edge, down Oladejo, who's on IR, and Key – with Jones due to a designation, so they're not gonna have a pass rush.
They haven't had one of those in probably 5 years.
They haven't had that since the Clinton administration.
So they got right now Harold Landry, ex Titans returning.
Yeah,
who are the Patriots? Titan Patriot ex Patriots are on the, that ex Titans are on the Patriots.
Let's see.
Jack Gibbons.
Yeah, Dr. Gibby, he's there.
Spillane?
Yep, Robert Spillane, he's one.
He's three. They signed that tight end, didn't they?
Thomas Odukoya.
Odukoya.
Four.
Let's see, I'm looking at some other ones. There's probably some that, like, did some practice squad time, but I
know there's a couple that went up there and got cut, like two or three of them.
There was another one, and I can't remember who. Yeah, Dr. Gibby, Landry. This is good radio. Robert Spillane.
Great radio, pal. Trying to further a topic.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's more.
And then coaching staff, he's got
Todd Downing.
Todd Downing.
Is on there.
Coach that's undergoing prostate cancer, the defense coordinator.
We forgot it. There is another one. Josh Dobbs. So he's one. So, yeah, there's like – Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper.
Yep.
Tony Dews.
Yep.
He's an assistant coach. It's up there. So, a lot of connections are going to happen that way. But, I hope Vrabel sees your hit on the New England Sports Network and laughs.
Calls me like, hey, man, why are you – that's rat poison. Andrew Rupchich. He's on the practice squad.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. That's good.
Rupchich.
Yeah. So, this is really it's a fun weekend because of all this. And I hope Titans beat his ass on Sunday. I really, really do.
Yeah.
Not for Miss Amy or all that other stuff. I just hope they do that.
You can hope that all you want.
What's the hope in one hand and what's in the other hand?
I don't think I can say that on the radio.
Look at the crowd filling in here at Boston Commons.
It is a good crowd. You're going to be doing autographs at 1:45 during the break. So looking forward to that. And
then
stand up at
2:20.
2:20. Yep. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. Les is going to come help you. So it'll be very good. Coming up next, Chris Sanders is going to join us on the program forever. Titans wide receiver. Get his thoughts on the Vrabenator returning. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.